How many of us have a closet or two, or even a room that seems always out of control, or we find ourselves in an anxious situation? Well, Jay called in asking Dr. Jill Hubbard and JJ West why she finds herself hoarding. Then Carolyn received help from Mark Cameron and myself on how to overcome being anxious around a few people. Following, JJ West shares a short talk on focusing on the problem.
Jay, welcome to New Life Live.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, how can we help you today?
Yeah, my wife, we have three living children. She had a miscarriage on the second time she was pregnant on Thanksgiving Day some time ago. Well, that's traumatic all by itself, but then even more traumatic is that we knew something was going on 2 days before the miscarriage. Went to the doctor. He said, everything's okay. Let's go home. She went back to work like the next day, and that's pretty, working and overextending herself kind of made the situation go downhill really quickly when we had a miscarriage on our second child. So the issue is, I didn't know it until like a year after that she began to hoard, I believe because of the way the child was lost, is taken from her, so to speak. She began to hold on to a lot of different things. So now our house is packed with a lot of stuff. And I've been trying to get it out. I've been talking to my mom at times. I think I haven't handled it the best way. Like, I've taken things and she wasn't there, or just give her a deadline and try to take it, and she just gets really depressed, really sad about it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to really talk to me, so I don't know what to do.
Jill, didn't you have a recent conversation about this when we were talking about decluttering and everything?
Oh, well, yes, we have talked about that a lot. And so this is, you are kind of already naming it, Jay, that she's had this extreme loss and the behavior started. So hoarding often is around loss. Mm-hmm. And so when we feel completely out of control in a situation, we do what we can to control. So this holding on to things to kind of insulate her and ward off any future loss. And it doesn't always make logical sense because these things are not a baby. A baby is so much more valuable. I think it's interesting, though, that you went on to have two more children after this, correct?
Yes, we did. 11 months of each other.
Okay. Well, and that's rather quick. And so I wonder if you guys did anything to kind of grieve this miscarriage. A lot of times when it's a miscarriage, people minimize the impact of the loss.
Yeah.
But this really triggered something in your wife and now has been, probably taken on a much greater meaning. I mean, it is a life. It has a great meaning. Mm-hmm. But it's taken on and perhaps representing other losses that she has had in life. And then she had another child quickly two more. So I guess I'm just wondering if she's really had a chance to process it through.
Probably not. Jay,
go ahead.
Did you and your wife ever do a funeral, a memorial for the baby that was lost in the miscarriage?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
You did. Okay. And what was that child's name?
It was Josiah.
Josiah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. Gotcha. And when you were able to do the memorial, the funeral for Josiah, was your wife able to express her sorrow? Was she able to express a farewell, a goodbye to Josiah?
Well, she cried. I gave the short eulogy for the child, and we had balloons. And we released them to the air. I guess that's symbolic of releasing them, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm really glad that you guys did that. That is an important step. It sounds, though, like she is still needing to grieve, needing to express that loss, like Jill was saying. So oftentimes, hoarding is that way. I'm trying to insulate myself from having to feel this pain. I'm trying to insulate myself from having to feel out of control. I can't control the fact that somebody this close to me was taken, and it doesn't always make logical sense, but I'm trying to make something that is not controllable within my control. And so it could be helpful for her to write a letter to Josiah, to express what's in her heart, to express her pain, but also to be able to say goodbye to express what she missed out on in not being able to raise him. That can be helpful for her. Doesn't mean it's going to automatically cure the hoarding. I'm not suggesting that, but it could be a way for her to feel the pain instead of trying to avoid the pain through the hoarding. Mm-hmm. And then on the hoarding side, I would say you gotta lay out, okay, this is what we can and what we can't do in terms of living together.
I think it might also be good in addition to just the letter, kind of maybe having some ongoing conversation and maybe like reviewing your wife's life. Historically, what are the other losses she has experienced in life? Because I'm thinking the hoarding is now generalizing and it is a more in warding off anything bad that could happen, right? And holding on. So I think it's about, you know, it may have been triggered by Josiah, but I think it's become about more than Josiah.